Podcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Burgettstown High School as the WJPA Sports Network presents the WPIALAA Southern Section Wrestling Tournament. I'm Mark Uriah along with Greg Smith. And our WJPA Sports Network producer in our downtown Washington studios is Jacob Knisner. And our friend Jason Tennant from the greensports.net here running the cameras up above. And we appreciate his efforts. Our section wrestling coverage today is brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Saris Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, giving your case the attention it deserves. And Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an advanced surgical hospital. Well, Greg, pretty quickly we buzzed through the first few rounds of this tournament. And, you know, the guys now, I don't want to say they can relax. I guess they can take a deep breath, we'll put it that way, because they've qualified for next week. But the better you finish here today, the better spot you're going to get next week in the WPIAL tournament in terms of seeding.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think just mentally jumping off from this weekend knowing that, hey, you finished strong, you did what you had to do. These are likely folks you have seen before, whether it be previous years or throughout the regular season. Next week, you start to delve into maybe some new faces, some new names, things like that. And so I think it's important for all these wrestlers to get off on a good foot, and I think that's what these next this next championship round will offer us.
Again, first, third, and fifth place bouts coming up here from Burgettstown, the AA Southern Section Championship, and we'll start to look forward to what's ahead here, which should be an exciting afternoon of wrestling when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Back here at Burgettstown, going to wrestle for first, third, and fifth place here at the AA Southern Section Wrestling Tournament. And Of course, basketball playoffs getting underway in the WPIAL this weekend. We've got action for you on Monday. Both games going to be at 6:45 in the evening, 6:45 pregame coverage on 95.3 FM. It will be Kiske at Peters Township Boys. And on here on 1450 AM, it's going to be the Wash High Boys at home hosting Elwood City. We've got a couple of games on Tuesday night as well. Again, both 6:45 starts on 95.3 FM. I'll have the Burgettstown Boys at Bishop Canavan. Again, that's on 95.3 FM on Tuesday. It will be Woodland Hills at Trinity Girls. That's Tuesday night here on 1450 AM. And then, of course, more wrestling next week as we get to the WPIALAA tournament. And that is Friday and Saturday. But still some business to take care of this week as far as AA is concerned, where the top three, or I should say the top six from each of the three combined AA sections will put together an 18-wrestler bracket for next week at Chartiers Valley. So if you're a wrestling fan, this is your time of year.
It really is. I mark it on my calendar every year, and I await the email from you guys to join the fun. So
now again, AA action this week and continues till we get to Hershey on the, I believe, 7th, 8th, and 9th of March, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I believe those are the dates. And AAA action starts with their section tournaments next week. And we're glad you're along with us here on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, also online at WJPA.com, and our friends at greensports.net as well. Should be clearing the mats here in about a minute, and they will, again, and they'll do, if you follow wrestling, you know how this works.
Right.
They'll send the 107-pound bouts out there. They will wait till all three of those bouts are complete and then go to 114 pounds. After the 114-pound bouts are over, they'll award the 107-pound medals and move on as we go up through and including 285 pounds. So looks like Bill Sims, WPIAL representative, going to clear the mats, get the table workers set to go. And we'll be underway here at 107 pounds in just a couple of minutes. Well run here today at Burgettstown, as expected, and appreciate the efforts not only of Bill Sims, the WPIAL representative, but also Bill Sutton. I guess we could call him the tournament director, as he runs things here. Always good to see those guys when I show up at a tournament. You know, things are going to be run properly and smoothly.
Agreed.
And now they'll get the wrestlers out there. 107-pound championship match. Tucker Main, a freshman from McGuffey, with a win today. He's 33-7. Darius Simmons of Burgettstown, his opponent, a junior. He is 24-9. The third-place bout will be Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry against Julius Poole of Albert Gallatin. And for fifth place, Nick Stabile of Mount Pleasant against Jeffrey Douglas of Beth Center. I don't know about you, Greg. I left a little early this morning. Not sure how the roads were going to be, but no problem at all getting out here.
I should have left a few minutes earlier, in fact. It wasn't until I got real close, though, and nothing was stopping me from getting here. So,
yeah, Main and Simmons underway in the championship match. The third place bout underway as well. And the fifth place bout will be getting going here in a moment. And, boy, we get a stalling call just 13 seconds in. I believe that was against Tucker Main. And Main right away shoots in on the left leg of Darius Simmons. Simmons going to have to turn over and give up that takedown. So Main jumps out to a 2-0 lead, and he tries to pull the arm, left arm, right arm, I should say, across the chest and turn Simmons over.
Yeah, Julius Poole for Albert Gallatin really hanging on that arm of of buzzards so far, but first period comes to an end, no score in our third place match.
Simmons, a section champion and fifth in the WPIAL last year. Again, he's a junior, and Maine takes him down for a second time. Maine just a freshman. So Maine with a 4-1 lead. Just about halfway through the opening period here at 107 pounds. And underway in the fifth place bout, the fifth place bout as well. Stabile of Mount Pleasant, Douglas of Beth Center. Stabile takes Douglas down and puts him on his back and gets the fall in 47 seconds.
Yep, and as you mentioned, they hear the PA announcement that they will hold until all the 107-pound matches are done. Third place match, still no score. Buzzard from Fort Cherry riding on top, 30 seconds in.
They didn't even get time to put that fifth place bout up, the participants up on flow. It fall in 47 seconds. And now 22 seconds to go in the first period for Maine of McGuffey and Simmons of Burgettstown. It is now 6-2 for Tucker Maine as Simmons stands up. Maine spins him back to the mat. Down to 10 seconds left in the first period, and we'll pick up more 107-pound action when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outski your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Burgettstown High School, 107-pound championship and third place match. On our championship match, Tucker Maine, a 6-2 lead over Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. Second period just underway there. Simmons on top brings Maine back down to the match, and they'll be out of bounds. In our third place match, buzzer to Fort Cherry, pool of Albert Gallatin, no score there. Second period nearing an end. Buzzard trying to hang on tight. It looks like Buzzard, he maybe had a second or two of near fall points there. It looks like he'll account for two, three, trying to get up to five. And to the end of the second period will come Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry with three near fall points. He leads 3-0 after two periods. 2-0, excuse me, after two periods.
Championship match. Tucker Maine of McGuffey on the bottom in the second period with a 6-2 lead. He and Burgettstown's Darius Simmons are out of bounds. 1:26 to go in the second. So they'll come back to referee's position. Trying to crawl free from underneath is Tucker Maine, but Darius Simmons grabs an ankle to prevent that as they go to the edge. Maine trying to get up to his feet, but shoved out of bounds by Simmons. So still 6-2 for Tucker Maine.
Julius Poole from Albert Gallatin with both boots in, trying to control Buzzard from the bottom. Buzzard does, however, lead 2-0, a minute and a half remaining third period in the third place match.
Maine to his feet, but again, Simmons trips him back to the mat with just under a minute to go in the championship match. Again, the fifth place bout had Nick Stabile of Mount Pleasant, a fall in 47 seconds over Beth Center's Jeffrey Douglas. And Maine and Simmons out of bounds, 49 seconds to go in their second.
Just over a minute remaining third place match. Julius Poole continues to pound on Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry. Buzzard at this point, though, still able to hold it off, holding on to a 2-0 lead.
Simmons working on the right wrist of Maine as he breaks him down. They get back into action here. 35 seconds to go in the second.
Poole driving everything he can. And the official is actually going to penalize Poole, a cross face that looked too much like a punch to the face. And so a penalty against Poole, that really hurts him. Now a 3-0 lead for Buzzard, which is 39 seconds remaining.
10 seconds remaining in the second period of the championship match. And it's going to be 6-2 after 2 for McGuffey's Tucker Main. So they'll come back to the center. I believe choice belongs here to Darius Simmons, and he'll start on the bottom. And Main going to give him the escape, so that'll make it 6-3, and they'll start on their feet.
Just 10 seconds to go. Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry hanging on to a 3-0 lead. Poole trying desperately to look for a far side cradle, just anything to do, but he won't have it. 107-pound third place match belongs to Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry. A 3-0 decision over Julius Poole of Albert Gallatin at third for third place.
And got a little blocked out, but there was an illegal hold. And I didn't really see what that was between Main and Simmons. Got a couple of officials kind of in the way a little bit there. But it was Simmons who was penalized, so the point to Main, and his lead is 7-3. They're on their feet, a minute 38 to go in the third period. Main shoots at Simmons' left leg. Again, they go to the edge of the mat. Under a minute and a half to go in the third period.
Simmons probably pretty content just to hang on to that left knee. Not a lot Simmons can do.
Yeah, and content to stay in bounds as long as he can. And I think a stalemate was called there, a minute 18 to go. They'll restart. And again, they'll hold the 114-pound bouts until all three are completed. Here is Main shooting in on the right leg of Simmons. Simmons trying to work his body up on top. Still over a minute remaining here in the third. And Simmons is going to get the takedown, so he's within 2-7-5 with just under a minute to go.
Yeah, and a tough decision here to make. I'm not sure 2 takedowns in less than a minute is likely, but certainly riding on top, your options are limited, so we'll see what is decided from the Burgettstown corner in support of Simmons.
Stalemate was called with 49 seconds to go, and there's your answer as Simmons will go to the optional start.
Yeah, I mean, just being able to connect moves, right?
But he doesn't give the escape. Main got up to his feet, and Simmons quickly got behind him and tripped him back to the mat. And now he's going to give the escape. I don't know if he realized that he didn't actually give it on that first try. So now it's 8-5, and Main shoots in on a double, takes Simmons to the edge, and they are out with 31 seconds to go. So 8-5 for Tucker Main of McGuffey.
I like the strategy here from Main. Sometimes your best defense is a good offense. Being aggressive, dropping down on that leg, and looking for points.
So Simmons of Burgettstown down by 3, 25 seconds to go. And again, Main shoots, gets to a double. Simmons works through the legs. They kind of roll through. Main still on that left leg. Simmons almost dumped to a sitting position, just 10 seconds to go. So Tucker Main of McGuffey will win the 107-pound section championship, and he will do it 8-5 over Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. We'll move to 114 pounds when we come back in just a minute on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Championship match at 114 pounds. Drake McClure of Bentworth, Jordan Williams of Chartiers, Houston. Scoreless, 20 seconds in.
Over on mat two, we have Noah Collins of West Green and Lane Ely of McGuffey.
Fifth place bout, Alex Medlin of Beth Center and Noah Leininger of Burgettstown. Those two are scoreless. 15 seconds to go in their first.
And a two-point takedown from Noah Collins from West Green on our third-place match, which is about 10 seconds to go in the period.
Just about halfway through the first in the championship match, Drake McClure, a freshman from Bentworth. Two wins today, so he's 28-8. Jordan Williams, a senior for Chartiers Houston, 20 wins and 5 losses. He's got a couple of wins today as well already. They restart here on their feet. Going to the second period in the fifth place bout. Medlin of Beth Center is on the bottom, scoreless, with Leininger of Burgettstown. Medlin to his feet. Leininger spins him back to the mat.
Second period underway. Noah Collins leading 2-0. He'll start on top of Lane Ely of McGuffey.
McClure looked like he went in on an ankle. Looked like he might take Williams down. Williams now sprawling back and trying to force McClure off the leg with 20 seconds to go in the period. Fifth place bout still scoreless. Minute and a half to go in the second. And it looks like a stalemate for McClure and Williams. And they are just 10 seconds away from a scoreless first period.
Down to our right in the corner of mat 5 next to the Burgettstown locker room.
So McClure and Williams going to be scoreless after one in the championship match, and we'll have more AA section wrestling when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Championship match, Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston riding and still scoreless with Drake McClure of Bentworth here at 114 pounds. Second period in the fifth place bout, Alex Medlin of Beth Center with an escape and a takedown, and 17 seconds to go in that second. Medlin has a 3-0 lead over Leininger of Burgettstown.
Second period halfway through, Noah Collins of West Green, a 2-0 lead over Lane Ely of McGuffey, an early takedown in the first period and has been riding ever since.
McClure of Bentworth tried to roll out from underneath, and Williams to struggle to maintain control, and now McClure stands up and Williams cuts him loose. So McClure of Bentworth, 1-0 lead, 1 minute to go, second period. End of two in the fifth place bout, 3-0 for Medlin of Beth Center. He and Leininger of Burgettstown start their third neutral.
Collins continues to ride successfully here in the second period for West Green. Looks like he's got a tilt. He's got back points. He might have a fall here as well. He does. Noah Collins at 241, a fall of 241. Noah Collins is your third place finisher here at 114 pounds.
Still 1-0 championship match. Drake McClure of Bentworth and Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston. And a stalemate, still neutral, still 3-0 in the fifth place bout for Medlin of Beth Center. Here's McClure trying to spin behind on Williams, but Williams is kind of spun with him, and they end up back up on their feet. Looks like it's going to be 1-0 after two for McClure of Bentworth.
Yeah, not a great shot there from Williams at the end. He's lucky that he was able to spin behind with McClure and keep this just a one-point match.
Jordan Williams, section runner-up last year, WPIAL runner-up, fourth in the Southwest region. And McClure goes to a leg and trying to drive a half in as well early in the third period. And we get a takedown for Alex Medlin of Beth Center in the fifth place bout. So now with 35 seconds to go, he's up 5-0.
Yeah, impressive start for McClure riding through this first 30 seconds of the third period in the championship match. Williams going to have to find something here because McClure looks really strong in those boots.
Yeah, he's got both legs in with a minute 20 remaining in the third. Time winding down in the fifth place bout. Alex Medlin of Beth Center looks like he will get the win there. Gets caught up a little high, though. He's going to give up a late reversal with 5 seconds to go, which will make the final score 5-2. Medlin of Beth Center over Leininger of Burgettstown for fifth place. So under a minute to go, legs still in for freshman Drake McClure of Bentworth. Williams flat on his stomach, trying to find a way out of that tough ride on top.
Trying to dead leg out or anything he can. But, yeah, that pressure, full body from McClure, doing a great job of controlling the hips as well as the upper body. And we are going to get a stalemate, though. 32 seconds left. Gives William a reprieve here.
Yeah, it gives him a chance to try to beat McClure off the whistle. 32 seconds to go. And McClure didn't look like he was totally set there, but yeah, he is going to get cautioned here.
The right call. He definitely, you could see that weight sort of overhanging and definitely no stoppage.
Yeah, it pushed the weight of by McClure on the back of Williams, kind of pushed him down. But McClure does not allow Williams to beat him on the whistle, trying to get at least one leg in. And is able to do that, down to 18 seconds remaining.
Yeah, not great position for McClure here. If Williams can get those hips up.
And McClure had a two-on-one on the wrist. Had his own back exposed a little bit, but still very much in control. And impressive performance by Drake McClure, the freshman from Metworth. He will win the 114-pound title, 1-0 over Chartiers Houston's Jordan Williams. We'll get you the 107-pound place winners and have our 121-pound bouts when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by greensports.net.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Welcome back to Burgettstown to recap the 107-pound place winners. Your champion at 107 pounds, Tucker Main of McGuffey, an 8-5 winner over the second-place finisher, Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. The third-place finisher, Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry. He defeated Julius Poole of Albert Gallatin, who will place fourth. In fifth place, Nick Stabile of Mount Pleasant. He defeated Jeffrey Douglas of Best Center, your sixth-place finisher at 107 pounds.
Fifth place bout, we have a takedown for Jefferson Morgan's James Delaney against Rocco Zugai of Yawk late in the first period there. Championship match is scoreless. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey and Mason Wright of Beth Center. A minute to go in the first period of that championship match.
Third place match, Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry, Daniel Smith of Burgettstown. No score after one period of wrestling in that one. And they'll start on their feet to begin the second period. Good shot there by Robertson, and he'll get a two-point takedown.
2-0 after one in the fifth place bout. Again, I believe that is for Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. He's on the bottom to start the second. That is the case. In on a single in the championship match is Mason Wright of Beth Center's. Got the right leg of Wolf picked up. Wolf bouncing up and down on his left foot. Wright tries to kick it out. Can't do that. Drops onto the right ankle as they go to the edge of the mat. Now Wolf working through the legs, trying to get his body up on top. 7 seconds to go, and they are ruled out of bounds.
Impressive work there by Wolf. Foot up by his feet. Or up by his head, I should say. Looks like we have a fall opportunity for Robertson in the third-place match. Had Daniel Smith stuck there. He's got near fall points, nearing the fall. And he's got it at 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Your third-place finisher, Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. A fall at 2:05 of Daniel Smith of Burgettstown.
Championship match scoreless after one. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey on top against Mason Wright of Beth Center to start the second. Still 2-0 in the fifth place bout. Zugai of Yawk on top, but trailing 2-0 to James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan.
Zugai had a cradle locked up there in the fifth place match, but a little too high, falls out of it, and Delaney will get a reversal there.
Mason Wright of Beth Center in the championship match was trying to sit back into Wolf, and he had Wolf in a little bit of trouble. Now Wolf goes to a half, but he cannot turn Wright over. 1:20 remaining in the second period. Wright of Beth Center up to his knees. Wolf with the left leg laced. Working across the body. Looking at a number of possibilities, but not really able to get anything to go. He's kind of trying to pull that right arm down through the legs with under a minute to go in the period. Looks like we had a reversal for Delaney of Jeff Morgan in the fifth place bout. He's up 4-0 late in the second. And I think we had a stalemate with 43 seconds to go for Wolf and Wright in the championship match.
Yeah, still scoreless. A lot of low-scoring championship matches so far. Not surprising.
Sit and turn by Wright. Wolf trying to follow him around. Down to 30 seconds remaining in the second period of the championship match. And Wolf now lacing with that left leg again. 15 seconds to go in the period. And Emmett Wolf of McGuffey will ride the entire second period. And he'll be scoreless going to the third with Mason Wright of Beth Center for the championship at 121 pounds.
Yeah, so far a lot of precarious positions for both wrestlers throughout those first two periods, but nothing to show for it.
Not sure if we're going to get a caution in the championship match. I don't believe I saw one there.
No, I didn't either.
Wright was not in the position that the official wanted him to be. We get a clean start here in the third. The bout is scoreless. Wolf of McGuffey on the bottom gets to his feet, and he is out for one.
Yeah, got to start somewhere. We saw the last championship match end 1-0, and we are nearing that similar result here with just under 90 seconds to go. 114-pound
place winners. Now 7-0 for Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. He rides with 30 seconds to go in the fifth place bout. Wolf and Wright in the championship match, neutral. Wolf working the front headlock. They tie up now on their knees, edge of the mat with a minute to go.
Trying to throw Wright by, and Wright not budging.
Seven nothing final in the fifth place bout. James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, a winner over Rocco Zugai of Yawk, against 7-0 for Delaney for fifth place. Championship match, 34 seconds to go in the third, out of bounds, on their feet. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey with a 1-0 lead. He and Wright tie up. Wright swipes at a leg, doesn't get it. Back up on their feet.
Wolf doing a great job with the, with really the hand fighting control and the wrist control, and that tie up really limiting Wright to what he can do.
Down to 10 seconds left. Wright again reaches for a leg, but not able to get it. Wolf works the head. 4 seconds to go. And Emmett Wolf of McGuffey will win the championship with a 1-0 victory.
And our
over Mason Wright of Beth Center. Well, fourth last year, wins the title this year, and we'll go to 127 pounds and have our 114-pound place winners when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-2330.
Welcome back to Burgettstown. Recapping 114-pound place winners, your winner at 114 pounds, Drake McClure, a 1-0 victory over Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston. Williams will be your second place finisher. Third place match, Noah Collins, the winner, a fall of 241. He defeated Ely of McGuffey. Ely will be your fourth place finisher. And your fifth place winner, Alex Medlin, defeats Noah Leiniger of Burgettstown 5-2. Leiniger, your sixth place finisher at 114.
At 127 in the championship match, Chris Vargo of Bentworth with a fireman's carry takes down Lucas Barr of McGuffey, leads him 2-0, just under a minute now remaining in the first period.
Our third place match features Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown. No score so far, early second period. Tristan Torkovic of Mount Pleasant.
Fifth place bout is now 2-0 for Nate Harrison of Fort Cherry, leading Chase Salashi of Fraser.
Mark, I know you checked with Mount Pleasant. Did I get Tristan's name correct?
Yes, Torkowitz.
Torkowitz, great.
I talked to Tom Doley, the head coach, and actually we got that one right, and we weren't far off on the other name that I thought we were not anywhere near correct, but yeah, just a slight variation. So
of course.
First period going to end in the championship match. Chris Vargo of Bentworth, 2-0 lead over Lucas Barr. 2-0 with a minute to go in the second period. In the fifth place bout, Harrison of Fort Cherry still riding and leading Salashi of Fraser.
And Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown, a 2-0 lead. 45 seconds remaining second period for Slovic in the third place match.
Start of the second period. Chris Vargo of Bentworth on the bottom as Barr deferred. Vargo up and out with an escape to make it 3-0. Vargo reached for a leg, couldn't get in deep, and now we're going to get a fall as Harrison of Fort Cherry turns Salashi of Fraser over and pins him at 2 minutes and 36 seconds. Harrison of Fraser takes fifth place with that fall at 2:36.
We have another takedown for Dylan Slovic. He now leads 4-0 in the third place match against Tristan Turkovitz of Mount Pleasant.
Vargo used a fireman's for a takedown in the first period. Tried it again, now lost the arm. He'll switch to a leg now with a minute 15 to go in the second. 3-0 for Vargo. He and Vitaly Daniels both heading to Edinburgh next year, and they'll be roommates.
How convenient.
Stalemate with a minute 3 to go in the second period. Still 3-0 for Vargo. So Vargo and Barr working on their feet here.
Turkowitz with an escape from Mount Pleasant. He now trails 4-1. Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown leading a minute 35 and counting in the third period.
40 seconds to go in the second for Vargo and Barr, still neutral. Margo fakes a shot. Barr drops down to a knee. Fargo, two-time WPIAL champion. Three-time regional champion. Second in the state a year ago.
And Turkowitz with a takedown of Slovic. Now a 4-3 match. And they're letting him know to cut Slovic. Turkowitz within two now, a minute remaining, third place match.
Second period will end for Vargo and Barr. 3-0 for Chris Vargo. Lucas Barr, section champ last year, WPIL runner-up, fourth in the region.
On their feet, 35 seconds remaining. Turkowitz trying to push it a little bit. Comes in. Fake shot by Slovic. Down to 25 seconds. Trying to work with an underarm. Actually, excuse me, that's Slovic who's pushing it with pinching of that left arm of Turkowitz. Down to 10 seconds.
Margo and Barr start their third neutral, and they are still on their feet.
And Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown holds off Tristan Turkowitz of Mount Pleasant. A 5-3 victory. Slovic, your third place finisher at 127 pounds.
I mentioned Chris Vargo, second in the state last year. He was also a fifth in 2022 and third back in 2021. Lucas Barr, state qualifier last year. WPIL runner-up, fourth in the region. They're out of bounds, 54 seconds to go. Still 3-0 for Vargo. Vargo, a senior, he's 29-2. Barr, a sophomore, 30 wins, 4 losses. Down to 45 seconds to go. Vargo with a great shot at a double right at the knees, and he's going to take Barr down to make it 5-0, and Barr is shaken up. And now they'll run injury time for him with 37 seconds to go in the period.
Barr just...
I think when he hit the mat, he might have hit nose first, as he appeared to be pointing at his nose when Jared Roberts and the trainers came out to see him.
It's probably just a little bit of a stinger, if anything. Yeah, I imagine landing. I can't recall a time that I ever landed nose first. But
that'll get your attention.
That's a good way to put it.
So Barr is ready to go, and Vargo is going to give him the escape, so they'll start again on their feet. 5-1 now for Chris Vargo, the senior from Bentworth. Vargo shoots, doesn't get in deep. Barr sprawling back, working around the head. Barr wanting to spin behind, but an arm around the waist by Vargo prevents that. 25 seconds to go. Barr on his knees, still working the head. Desperately tries to roll Vargo over to his back, but 10 seconds left. Vargo actually close to his bar is reaching back around the head, and they go out of bounds with just 5 seconds to go. So Chris Vargo of Bentworth, barring something really unforeseen with 5 seconds to go here. Vargo, he's going to get cautioned here.
A good last-ditch effort from Barr there just to try to find something.
Well, now we're going to get another caution. I'm not sure. That was kind of it was awkward there. And actually, not that it's going to matter that much, but 1 second went off the clock, and I'm not sure it should have. Now they get a clean start. Vargo just takes a step back in time. We'll run out. So Chris Vargo, a 5-1 win for the section title at 127 pounds. We'll get the 121-pound place winners and our bouts at 133 pounds. And Vargo and Barr seem to have some words for one another here. And we'll get the place winners and come back and talk more about what's going on. Something with a fan involved there as well. So we'll try to get the bottom of that and be back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
From the first steps and new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Welcome back. 121-pound finishers, your winner at 121, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, a 1-0 decision over Mason Wright of Best Center, your second-place finisher. In third place, it was Sean Robertson with a fall at 205 over Daniel Smith of Burgettstown. Smith, your fourth-place finisher. And in the fifth-place match, it was James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, a 7-0 win over Rocco Zagai of Yawk. Zugai, your sixth-place finisher at 121.
Well, they started wrestling on all three matches here, and there's still an issue with a fan over on the far side. And what they've done is they've stopped wrestling. And I think what they've told that fan, we are not starting until you are out. And there may be more than one. But, yeah, at least one fan has been ejected here, and it might be a second one as well. And again, like I said, I think they just... You know, he basically said, "This we don't restart until you know at least you or the two of you that are being escorted out of the gym are gone."
I think that is accurate. And back on we go. But yeah, some tensions at the end of the Vargo and Bar match. No need to speculate as we were across the gym and certainly didn't hear anything that was said. But it looks like it has resolved itself otherwise.
So we get back into action. The championship match at 133 pounds. Parker Centipole of Burgettstown and Tyler Clark of Fraser. Centipole in on a leg.
The third place match quickly. Seth Burns of West Green and Caleb Patton of Wash High. No score 30 seconds in.
Centipole finishes off that single leg shot, so he gets the takedown. The fifth place bout is Austin Rook of Chartiers Houston, Garrett Newman of McGuffey, 45 seconds in. They are still scoreless. Parker Centipole, fifth in the state 2 years ago. He's got the WPIAL championship to his credit, was third in the WPIAL last year, fifth in the Southwest region. And now Centipole bars the right arm on Clark and tries to take him over. 35 seconds to go in the period. Clark going to try to kick out of that. Centipole driving that right shoulder down, but Clark rolls through. Fifth place bout scoreless after one. Centipole gets two near fall points out of that, so he is up 4-0 late in the first.
Yeah, Centipole came real close to finding both shoulder blades. Unsuccessful, however. Third place match, Patton and Burns. Patton of Wash High, Burns of West Green, still scoreless after one.
You'll give referee Glenn Matheson credit. He is, I believe, the head official here today, so he's the one that took charge of that situation after the matches at 127 pounds. And he's the one that told all the officials on all three mats to stop.
Hang tight.
And don't start again until I tell you. There's the end of the first for Parker Centipole. He leads 4-0 over Tyler Clark. In the championship match, we got near fall points, three of them in the fifth-place bout for Garrett Newman. That bout was scoreless after one, and now Newman goes to a cradle and puts the knee up in the back, and he has Marouk in trouble and pinned. Newman going to get the fall at 1 minute and 50 seconds for fifth place.
Caleb Patton of Wash High able to get an escape here in the second period on their feet. Patton and Burns of West Green, 1-0. Caleb Patton leads, 50 seconds remaining in the second period.
Start of the second in the championship match. Parker Centipole on the bottom, just 8 seconds in. He and Tyler Clark of Fraser out of bounds. So they restart here. Centipole to his feet and free for one. So Santa Paul up 5-0.
Man, not a lot of action on in our third place match. Both refs are still just feeling each other out on their feet. About 20 seconds remain second period. Still just 1-0. Caleb Patton leading Seth Burns.
Santa Paul and Clark still neutral. Under a minute and a half to go in the second period there. Those two come in and tie up with one another. Santa Paul breaks out of the tie-up. Under a minute remaining in the second. Go ahead, Greg.
Patton starting on top to start the third period. Seth Burns of West Green trailing 1-0, rolls through. Has Patton in a tough spot. Patton does a nice job, though, maintaining his position. He'll stay on top 15 seconds into the third period.
Santa Paul in on a single, and he is going to take Clark down and lead him 7-0, 38 seconds to go in the second period. That's the championship match here at 133 pounds. Santa Paul and Clark work toward the edge. Down to 20 seconds to go in the period.
Minute 24 remaining third period. Caleb Patton of Wash High still leading 1-0. Continuing to ride Seth Burns as they went out of bounds and are restarting.
Clark sits and turns, and Santa Paul follows him around. They are out of bounds. 11 seconds to go in the second. So Parker Santa Paul up 7-0. Takedown, 2-point near fall in the first. Escape and takedown here in the second for Santa Paul, and he'll lead 7-0 after two. Clark with choice here in the third period wants to start on the bottom.
Burns for West Green up to his feet. Patton lifts, trying to get away, but Seth Burns able to escape. He'll tie this match at one, under a minute to go. Third period of our third place match at 133 pounds. Seth Burns of West Green, Caleb Patton of Wash High tied at one.
Championship match, Santa Paul tripped Clark back to the mat early in the third, and they go out of bounds just 13 seconds into the period, so heading back into the center.
Deep shot in by Burns. Patton in around the crotch trying to wrench Burns off the leg. Burns hanging on to that right leg of Patton. Under 20 seconds remaining. See if Burns is able to turn something or if Patton is able to get behind. We're going to get a quick stalemate with 13 seconds remaining, still tied at one, Burns and Patton.
Third period. Championship match, still 7-0 for Parker Santa Paul. Tyler Clark of Frazier got to his feet. Santa Paul spun him back to the mat with a minute 18 now remaining.
And it looks like we have overtime in our third place match. Caleb Patton and Seth Burns both in escape in the beginning of the second and third periods, and it's 1-1 going into extra time.
Sit and turn by Clark in the championship match. Grabs a leg of Santa Paul and reverses him. So 7-2, and they're out of bounds with a minute 2 to go.
Yeah, Patton in with a good shot. Nice shot by Burns to deny him of that. And they will go out of bounds 40 seconds overtime period, still tied at 1.
Switch by Parker Santa Paul. So he reverses Clark. Santa Paul back to a 7-point lead, 9-2. With 50 seconds to go.
20 seconds remaining. Patton and Burns in the overtime. Long shot in by Burns. Patton figure fours the head. Patton better be careful. Almost pinning himself there. Officials willing to let this one play out.
You got to be careful of head scissors too.
Yep. And Burns awfully close there but unable to convert. And we'll have some more wrestling here with Caleb Patton and Seth Burns.
Just 16 seconds to go in the championship match. Parker Santa Paul 7 points up on Tyler Clark of Frazier.
Our First 30 seconds here. Patton will start on the bottom. Burns right on top. Switch there from Patton. Burns sits on that, though. Holds Patton down. Patton up to his feet, trying to leapfrog his way out of there. We're going to get a locking hands call against Seth Burns. Caleb Patton is going to find a point there. And with 12 seconds remaining, still an opportunity to add more if he can find another escape. But at the moment, Caleb Patton leads 2-1 over Seth Burns of West Green.
Parker Sinopal, a 9-2 winner over Tyler Clark for the championship at 133 pounds. Looks like we've got an injury timeout there in the overtime bout. Although I don't see either wrestler really being treated for anything.
Phantom injury, right?
I mean, Patton didn't have his mouth guard, so they gave him his mouth guard. But other than that, you know, again, yeah, nobody receiving any kind of treatment.
I see the trainer standing nearby, but she also not tending to anybody. Perhaps a clock issue. Whatever it is, it looks like it has been resolved. Caleb Patton will resume his spot in the down position. 12 seconds remaining. Oh, it's 2-2 now. So they must have given a point then to Burns as well. But I'll be honest, I'm not sure why. Patton trying to switch, trying to find a reverse. Burns hanging onto the leg, and he's able to do so. So after the first 30 seconds, we are still tied at 2. And Seth Burns will have an opportunity now from the down position to find some points. Up to his feet is Burns, and Patton immediately latches both legs around his hips. Officials quickly in to call potentially dangerous. Patton, however, seems to have gotten a bit strained there. Not sure what happened, but just 4 seconds off the clock. Burns quickly back up to his feet. Nice job by Patton to bring him back down to the mat. 20 seconds remaining. Patton now looking for back points. Got a count, got at least a one count there on near fall points, but nothing more. Burns seems to be stuck. Patton holding on for dear life here. 5 seconds remaining. And Caleb Patton from Wash High able to hold off and not allow Seth Burns any points. And into our final 30 seconds. It'll be Caleb Patton from the down position. Seth Burns. Wow. Riding on top. Patton quickly up to his feet. That left ankle grabbed by Burns back down to the mat. Patton trying to turn back into him. Burns seems content, holding on to the legs. 15 seconds remaining. Patton trying to crawl away. Burns hanging on dearly to those legs. Once again, another opportunity. Patton trying to leapfrog away, kind of wheelbarrowed it. And we're going to get a stalemate. 8 seconds remaining. 2-2. Caleb Patton from the down position. Seth Burns on top. And we'll see the hectic scramble here in this 8 seconds. Trying to switch there is Patton. Unsuccessful. 3-2-1. Seth Burns, your winner in, I'm not even sure how they classify that anymore, but Seth Burns, your winner.
Yeah, I've called a 3-2 tiebreaker win is what they do. And we will go to our 139-pound bouts and have our 127-pound place winners when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back to Burgettstown. Your place winner is at 127 pounds. Your winner at 127, Chris Vargo of Bentworth, a 5-1 decision over Lucas Barr of McGuffey, your second place finisher. In third place, it was Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown. He defeats Tristan. Oh my goodness! Can you help me with that last name, Mark?
I'm sorry.
That was or Mount Pleasant.
Turkowitz.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yep. Slovic, a 5-3 winner over Tristan Turkowitz, your fourth place finisher, and in fifth place, Nate Harrison of Fort Cherry. He defeats Chase Salashi of Fraser, a fall in 2:36.
We've got, the fifth place bout here, Victor Bonus of McGuffey, Caleb Kissow of Southmoreland, and they've come to the end of the first period. It is 2-0 for Bonus.
And our third place match, I have a feeling this might be another one of our Mount Pleasant names we might need a correction on, so our apologies, or my apologies, mostly. Joseph Longhai of Mount Pleasant, he is leading 6-3 after one period against Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon.
Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward defaults to Gavin Suica in the championship match. So Gavin Suica with the section title. And again, Boyer of Elizabeth Forward finishes second. That is a default. And we got some action in front of the scorer's table here blocking us a little bit, but still 2-0 in the fifth-place bout. They're in the second period now. And again, that's a Bonus of McGuffey and Kissow of Southmoreland. They are on their feet. It's hard to
Bonus
tell.
Bonus, roll him onto his back
you
now.
You got a better angle than
yeah,
I
Yeah, Bonus do. With near fall points. They're right on the edge there. Three near fall points for Bonus at least. And he's got Kissow. And it's going to be a fall at 1 minute and 50 seconds. Victor Bonus with the fall over Caleb Kissow. And in our third place match, which I haven't had a chance to watch much of at this point, Joseph Longhai of Mount Pleasant leading 7-6 over Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon. We have about a minute remaining in the second period there.
So Suica by default for the championship, and a Bonus with a fall in 1 minute and 50 seconds for fifth place here at 139 pounds.
Waitman now leads 8-7 after a reversal here in the second period. Seen a lot of low-scoring matches here in this session, and our third-place bout here at 139 pounds, not short on points so far. Waitman with a half Nelson. Longhai trying to roll through it. Not sure he's going to be able to completely. Now Waitman sort of comes back to readjust it, but he's picked up three near fall points. Giovanni Waitman now extends his lead to 11-7. Well, I guess not technically yet. He hasn't released it yet. Just 8 seconds remaining, second period. Waitman likely to take those three near fall points to the break. He will, 11-7.
And we'll have the third period in the third place spot at 139 when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Well, just as we come back, we have a stoppage and some blood on the mat in the our remaining bout at 139 pounds, which is the third place bout. So we'll remind you that this event and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024.
Good timing of that. We're back. A minute 53 remaining, third period. Giovanni Waitman, Flo has it at, there you go, 11-7 over Joseph Longhigh of Mount Pleasant. Waitman riding on top, has sort of a headlock almost around, at least his right arm wrapped around the neck of Longhigh. Still a minute and a half to go. Looking over to his corner to see any instructions. We're going to get a stalemate. Minute 23 remaining. As Mark mentioned, Gavin Suica, winner here at 139 due to a DQ of Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward.
Default. Let's
default.
Let's,
excuse
big
me.
Big difference
Thank you.
Between
Thank
the
you.
Two.
Good call. Thank you for that clarity. Longhigh trying to get up to his feet. Waitman doing a nice job keeping a right arm wrapped around the waist to bring Longhigh back to the mat. Just over a minute remaining, third period. Waitman leading 11-7. Now a tilt. He's going to go ahead and gather some near fall points. He's going to collect all three. Still has that left arm barred, and so he's going to go right back to it. Has not released the near fall points yet, but maybe some opportunity for a fall for Waitman. He's going to go try that half Nelson on the right side to no avail. But clock working in Waitman's favor as we approach the 30-second mark of the third period. It is currently 11-7. It will soon be 14-7. And we will get a stalemate. And actually, we're going to get a stalemate. Longhigh beaten pretty hard by that half Nelson and arm of Waitman. 14-7 now, 26 seconds remaining, excuse me. It's our third place bout of 139 pounds. Tries a roll through, does Longhigh unsuccessfully. Waitman doing a great job of riding on top. We are inside of 10 seconds. It looks like we have another tilt. Will he get any more near fall points for that? I can't see, but it will not matter. Giovanni Waitman, your third place finisher at 139 pounds after a 14-7 victory over Joseph Longhigh of Mount Pleasant.
And we'll have our matches at 145 and our place winners for you at 133 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
For over 50 years, Saras Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saras. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saras Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at saraskandies.com.
Welcome back from Burgerstown High School. 133-pound place winner is your winner at 133, Parker Senapal of Burgerstown. A 9-2 win over Tyler Clark of Fraser. Clark, your second-place finisher. In third place, a tie-breaking overtime victory for Seth Burns, 3-2. He defeats Caleb Patton of Washington. Burns, your fourth-place finisher. In the fifth-place match, it was Garrett Newman of McGuffey, a fall at 150 over Chartiers Houston's Austin Marouk. So that is your top six at 133 pounds.
NCAA Southern Section Wrestling Tournament coming to you on 1450 AM WJPA Washington, also online, WJPA.com and greensports.net. Glad to have you with us, however that may be. Championship match at 145 pounds. Jameson Poklembo of Mount Pleasant and Owen Ivsic of Bentworth scoreless. Just a little over a minute in. First period about to end in the fifth place bout, and Levi Yater of West Green has a 2-0 lead there after one against Chaz Rush of Fort Cherry.
And in our third place match, first period just ends, no score. It'll be Cole Doppelhauer of Bel Vernon and Logan Noyes of Burgettstown.
Oh, and Ivsic with a takedown on Poklembo as they fell to the mat. And then arms were kind of tied up there and awkwardly, so potentially dangerous call. And now Ivsic off the restart is going to get called for locked hands. Picks Poklembo up and sets him down. But the penalty point to Poklembo going to make it 2-1, 29 seconds to go in the first period.
Now you see Ivsic shaking his head. It's not often you see a wrestler almost admit to it, but I think Ivsic knew he had been caught.
Rush of Fort Cherry starts his second period on the bottom. Looks like a cradle in for Yater, but now he loses that. And Rush turns in to face him, and Rush trying to walk around behind and get a reversal. An escape for Poklembo ties the bout now with Ivsic at two. Ivsic drives into Poklembo, and is he going to get the takedown on the edge? Initially it was awarded, but then waved off, and rightly so, I think.
Yep.
They go out of bounds with 5 seconds to go in the period. Rush did get his reversal, so he and Yater are 2-2 with Rush of Fort Cherry riding with just under a minute to go in the second. Again, that is the fifth-place bout.
Doppelhauer leading 2-0 in the third-place bout. Came darn close to finding some near-fall points as he had Noyes in a half-Nelson that Noyes was able to roll through. So 53 seconds remaining, second period, 2-0. Doppelhauer leads.
2-2 at the end of one championship match. Poklembo of Mount Pleasant, Ivsic of Bentworth. Poklembo chose bottom position. Ivsic chose to give the escape. So they actually start the period on their feet with Poklembo leading 3-2. Poklembo shoots, doesn't get in deep. Late second period. In the fifth place bout, Rush of Fort Cherry, Yater of West Green. Still 2-2 with Rush on top.
Still 2-0, Doppelhauer leading Noyes and doing a nice job of riding through the second period, trying to get the boots in. He's able to do so and using that to tilt back Noyes. Doppelhauer has near fall points coming to him. It looks like he'll get all three and looking maybe for a fall altogether for Doppelhauer on Noyes of Burgettstown.
Still neutral in the championship match, 3-2. Poklembo of Mount Pleasant leading Ivsic of Bentworth. Owen Ivsic reaches for a leg but not able to get in deep. In the fifth place bout, we're going to get back points for a Rush of Fort Cherry. Kind of hard to tell what kind of combination he had, but he gets three near fall points out of it. Leads 5-2 with under a minute and a half to go in the third.
And we have a fall in our third place match. It is Cole Doppelhauer of Bel Vernon, a fall at 2:45 of Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. So Doppelhauer will be your third place finisher at 145 pounds.
45 seconds to go for Ivsic and Poklembo. And a little scramble going on between Yater and Rush. It's now 6-5 for Yater of West Green. Minute three to go in the third as they come back into the center, and Proclembo's going to get a takedown on Ivsic right on the edge of the mat before they go out with 27 seconds to go in the second. So 5-2 now for Poklembo. Ivsic up on his feet, peels off, gets free for one. So 5-3 and neutral late in the second. Here's a reversal for Rush of Fort Cherry to go up 7-6 with 40 seconds to go.
Yeah, got a good one on both mats here, going back and forth in this fifth place match. 30 seconds remaining. Rush trying to hang on after that reversal to give him the lead.
Owen Ivsic, third in the WPIAL a year ago, state qualifier, finished sixth in the region. There's the end of two. Final 12 seconds of the fifth place bout. McClembo, WPIL champion as a freshman. Last 2 years, one win short of a state medal.
2 seconds remaining in this fifth place match. Looks like Russia, Fort Cherry. Right now they're going to change it to 4 seconds, and a point has been awarded the Yater. So what I thought looked like a Rush victory, in fact, looks like overtime.
Ivsic escapes early in the third of the championship match, so 5-4 now Poclembo leads. And we do go to OT in the fifth place bout. Well, the board shows 7-7. Wrestlers are taking their anklets off. Now they take a point away from Yater, so it's going to be 7-6. Rush is the winner.
They like to keep us on our toes, Mark.
Well, okay. Here's Ivsic. We're a little blocked out by the officials here, but Ivsic trailing by one with a minute to go, couldn't finish off the shot that he had, and now we're going to get a timeout here for Poclembo. Appears to be injured with just under a minute to go. He leads by 1-5-4. We'll step aside back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back into action after the injury time for Poclembo, and Ivsic and Poclembo out of bounds. 45 seconds to go. They're on their feet. Poclembo leads 5-4. Ivsic drops down, reaches for the right leg, not able to get to it. Back up on their feet. 38 seconds to go. They tie up. Poclembo's got a wrist and an underhook. They drop to their knees. Poclembo works the head. Down to 20 seconds remaining. Stalling call against Poclembo. First one against him, so he still leads 5-4. Out of bounds with 18 seconds to go.
Yeah, and Ivsic clearly pushing it. Poclembo's got to be careful here.
Especially now with the stalling call. Ivsic driving into Poclembo. Poclembo reaches for a leg. 9 seconds left. Underhook for Ivsic. Poclembo pushes back, out of bounds with 3 seconds left.
Yeah, give Poclembo a lot of credit there in that last 3 seconds.
The time will run out. Yep. Poclembo's going to win at 5-4. We'll get the place winners for you at 139 pounds and have our 152-pound bouts when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Fifth place bowed at 152 pounds. Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan takes down Logan Rainier of McGuffey and puts him on his back. 15 seconds to go in the period. We'll get those place winners for you. But first, let's get the fall there for Hathaway in 50 seconds for fifth place.
Sure. Looking at 139 pounds, our place winner is your winner, Gavin Sweeka of Burgettstown. Lucas Boyer defaulting out of the match. He'll be our second place finisher from Elizabeth Forward. In third place, Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon. He defeats Joseph Longhigh of Mount Pleasant 14-7. And in your fifth place match, Victor Bonus of McGuffey defeats Caleb Kissow of Southmoreland. He gets a fall in a minute 50. Bonus fifth, Kissow sixth.
We've got an injury timeout, I believe, in the championship match. Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward, Rudy Brown of Burgettstown. I think the injury timeout is for Brown, although it doesn't appear to be anything serious. Also had a stoppage in the third place bout.
Third place, Sean Hollis of Southmoreland, Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Shawless leading 2-0. First period, 20 seconds remaining.
Michaels of Elizabeth Forward trailing 2-0. Brown took him down as they get back into the center and resume action now with just under a minute to go. Sit and turn by Michaels, and he almost reversed Brown, but now he's going to stand up and get free for one. So 2-1 for Rudy Brown. Brown a senior, 38-4. Michaels also a senior, 29-6. So they work on their feet, down to 35 seconds to go in the first period. Brown, a state qualifier 2 years ago. Fourth in the WPIAL last year.
First period comes to a close in a third place match. Shawless of Mount Pleasant leading 2-0 over Hollis of Southmoreland. Shawless will start in the down position to begin the second.
Michaels and Brown out of bounds, 12 seconds to go in the first. Michaels, a three-time WPIAL place finisher, 2 seconds and a third last year. And the first period will end there. Brown of Burgettstown and Michaels of EF, and Brown with the 2-1 lead.
Shot in from Hollis. Shawless leading 3-0. Third escape. Hollis trying to push it from the top position, shot in by Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Tries to get that single leg up, bring him back down to the mat. He's able to. 2 points for Greg Shawless. He leads 5-0.
Michaels of EF starts on the bottom in the second period of the championship match at 152. He's up on his feet. Brown right behind him, and now Michaels free 4-1. So 2-2 and neutral early in the second. So already a final in the fifth place bout here at 152 pounds. Grant Hathaway with a fall over Logan Rainier of McGuffey in 50 seconds. Down to a minute 20 remaining in the second period of the championship match. Brown and Michaels still 2-2 and neutral. Michaels with a couple of underhooks. Locks those hands now with the underhooks. Brown trying to push himself out of that situation as they work toward the edge of the mat, and they are out with 58 seconds to go in the second.
Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant picks up another takedown after an escape from Hollis of Southmoreland. Shawless of Mount Pleasant leading 7-1, 36 seconds remaining, second period.
145-pound place winners. 145 place winners to the awards area.
Brown and Michaels back into action in the championship match. Down to 40 seconds to go in the second, still 2-2 and neutral. Michaels pushes Brown toward the edge. Brown turns back inside. Underhook for Michaels now. 25 seconds to go. And they're out with 21 seconds to go in the period.
Just 11 seconds remaining, second period of our third place match. Shawless still leading 7-1. See if he can't ride out the remaining 11 seconds to get to the third period with the six-point lead.
15 seconds to go. Second period championship match. Looks like Michaels of EF and Brown of Burgettstown will go to the third period in a 2-2 tie, going to the third in the third place bout as well. So we'll step aside quickly and be right back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Rudy Brown of Burgettstown on the bottom to start the third period of the championship match at 152 pounds. Brown close to getting one as he turns in. Michaels, though, with an underhook, locks around the back of Brown 30 seconds into the period. Again to the edge of the mat, and Michaels will force Brown down to the mat and out of bounds. So good job by Michaels to not give up the point there.
Greg Charles of Mount Pleasant gave up the escape to begin the third period as Hollis started down. However, gets a takedown of his own, now leads 9-2, just over a minute remaining in our third-place bout. Charles of Mount Pleasant in control.
Brown and Michaels restart. It's a 2-2 tie. Michaels riding. Brown on his knees. Michaels out to the right side, reaches underneath, had the wrist, but lost it. Now down to 1 minute remaining in the third period. Brown trying to turn in and stand up. Michaels in a spiral and out to that right side still. Michaels, as we get a stalling call, and then an escape for Brown. So 3-2 for Brown plus the stalling call on Michaels. Neutral with 37 seconds to go.
Yeah, crowd might have impacted that one a little bit. You could have heard it probably from our microphones. Hollis of Southmoreland gets an escape, makes it 9-3.
25 seconds to go for Brown and Michaels on their feet. Underhook for Michaels. Brown trying to control that right elbow. And a stalemate called with 15 seconds left.
And Greg Charles of Mount Pleasant going to be your winner in the third place match. A few seconds remain. He leads 11-4. 152 pounds. Sean Hollis of Southmoreland will finish in fourth place. 3 seconds remain, but championship result.
And a desperation throw attempt by Michaels, but he could not get the takedown. Rudy Brown wins the championship at 152 pounds, 3-2 over Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward. Your 145-pound place winners and our bouts at 160 pounds coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-2330.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Welcome back. Your 145-pound place winners here at Burgettstown High School. Your winner at 145, Jameson Poklembo of Mount Pleasant. A 5-4 win over Owen Ivsic of Bentworth. Ivsic, your second-place finisher. In third place, it was Cole Doppelhauer with a fall at 245. He defeats Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. Noyes, your fourth-place finisher. And in the fifth-place match, it was Chaz Rush of Fort Cherry, a 7-6 win over Levi Yater of West Green. Yater, your sixth place finisher.
Championship match, 160 pounds. Chase Fromelli of Jefferson Morgan, Ryan Solashi of Fraser. They are scoreless, just about 45 seconds in. Fifth place bout, 160. Eric Kovach of Burgettstown, takedown and a 2-0 lead on against Landon Delera of Southmoreland. They've just come to the end of the first.
Our third place match features Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin against Stephen Pradnaja of, I'm sure this is probably the name you were looking to correct me on.
That's it. It's Pradina.
Pradina. Great. So Stephen Pradina of Mount Pleasant and Landon Conroy. Conroy with an early 2-0 lead after one.
Championship match still scoreless. 51 seconds to go first period. Fromelli of Jeff Morgan. Solashi of Fraser. Start of the second period in the fifth place bout. Kovach of Burgettstown, Delera of Southmoreland on their feet with Kovach leading 2-0. They're out of bounds. Seconds left first period. Fromelli. State qualifier 2 years ago after a WPIAL runner-up finish. Last year, sixth in the WPIAL and the Southwest region.
Conroy of Albert Gallatin off to an early 4-0 lead, and he's got Pradina stuck there. Any near fall points doesn't look like it, but a 5-0 lead here about 40 seconds into the second period.
Ryan Solashi of Fraser, a second and a third, I should say, a WPIAL champion last year, third 2 years ago. One win short of a state medal last year after finishing second in the Southwest region as well. He and Fromelli scoreless after one. Still 2-0 in the second period for Kovach of Burgettstown in the second period. Still neutral with Delera of Southmoreland. Looks like Solashi of Fraser will be on the bottom for the second period against Fromelli. And a little flinch there, but no caution called.
Yep.
And Solashi quickly up and out for a 1-0 lead.
Conroy of Albert Gallatin still leading 5-0. Pradina trying to switch there, but unable to do so. 45 seconds remaining second period. Again, Conroy 5-0 lead and currently riding.
Second period going to end in the fifth place bout. 2-0 lead for Eric Kovach of Burgettstown. His choice for the third as Solashi tries to spin behind Fromelli, but unable to do so before they go out of bounds. Looks like Kovach wants to start neutral against Delera in the fifth place bout. Solashi with the escape in the championship match leads 1-0 over Fromelli of Jefferson Morgan. They're in the second now with a minute 20 to go.
Second period nearing its close on our third place match. Excuse me, Landon Conroy will successfully ride through the second period and take a 5-0 lead into the third period of our third place match.
Solashi and Fromelli out of bounds, and I believe Fromelli was hit with a stalling call before they went out. Eric Kovach of Burgettstown looking, had a double leg shot, now switches off to a single leg. And now Solashi in on a single against Fromelli. Kovach was able to get his takedown in the fifth place bout, so he's up 4-0, a little over a minute to go there. Solashi and Fromelli out of bounds. Still 1-0 for Solashi of Fraser. Just 24 seconds to go in the second.
Pradnaja of Mount Pleasant riding or trying to find some points, but still unable to. Conroy now with a reversal. Now 7-0, just a minute 15 remaining. Pradnaja, though, turns that one back in a reversal. So now 7-2, he trails Conroy.
Looked like potentially dangerous call from Elian Selassie. Resume action on their feet. Looks like it's going to be 1-0 after two for Ryan Selassie of Fraser. Just 26 seconds to go for Burgettstown's Eric Kovac, still with a 4-0 lead.
We got some blood time over from Conroy on Matt 2 on our third place bout.
So early in the third now, Fermelli and Selassie on their feet. Time going to run out in the fifth place bout. Just 10 seconds to go there. Kovac with a 4-1 lead. Dropping down to a knee is Delera, but they're out of bounds. Only 3 seconds left. So time runs out, fifth place bout. 4-1 win for Burgettstown's Eric Kovac. And still neutral, still 1-0. Selassie of Fraser leading from Ellie of Jefferson Morgan.
Regina of Mount Pleasant trailing Conroy of Albert Gallatin 7-2. He will give Conroy the optional start, but will try to do something with it. Conroy reverses into him. Scramble there, 1 minute remaining. Conroy leading 7-2.
So under a minute to go for Fermelli and Selassie as they work on their feet. Still 1-0 for Selassie of Fraser. Fermelli try to make something happen now as they near the 30-second mark remaining in the third period.
Conroy again with some blood time, so our third place bout will hold again.
Just 19 seconds to go in the championship match. Fermelli in on a single, but Selassie really in the better position here, sprawling back and now reaching up and locking through the legs of Fermelli. And Ryan Selassie of Fraser looks like he's going to hang on and win here. He does, 1-0. Over Jefferson Morgan's Chase Fermelli. Selassie, the champion at 160.
Conroy and Pradanja back wrestling. 44 seconds remaining. Conroy leading 9-2. Landon Conroy finishing up here, leading now 12-2, had near fall points. 15 seconds remaining. Conroy and Pranaja going out of bounds. Landon Conroy just 12 seconds away from completing his third place here at 160 pounds, and he will do that with a 12-2 victory at 160 pounds.
So we will have the medalists for you at 152 pounds and move to our 172-pound action when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by Greensport, and our partners at greensports.net.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank
First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Welcome back to Birgit Sound. Place winners for 152 pounds. In first place, your winner, Rudy Brown, a 3-2 decision over Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward. Your second place finisher. In third place, Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant, an 11-4 win over Sean Hollis of Southmoreland. Hollis, your fourth place finisher. And the fifth place match was won by Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan, a fall in 50 seconds. He defeats your sixth place finisher, Logan Rainier of McGuffey.
So far, all three bouts scoreless here at 172 pounds in the championship. Raiden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon. Kind of a scramble going on there, each kind of on the other's ankle. Fifth place bout is Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland, Noah Lehue of Beth Center. Just 19 seconds to go in their first. They are scoreless as well. Boy, Welsh of Fort Cherry in that scramble, still a neutral situation, had his own shoulders exposed there.
Second period underway in our third place match. Braden Taggart of Bentworth leading Reed Teagarden of McGuffey 2-1.
I think we had a stalemate there between Welsh and Brown. They're going to continue now. Braden Welsh, a junior, 29-4. Elijah Brown, a sophomore for Bell Vernon, 34-3. Scoreless after one for fifth place. Kenny of Southmoreland, Lehue of Beth Center. Lehue will be on the bottom for the second.
Taggart controlling the ride on top at the moment. 30 seconds into the second period, Taggart leads Teagarden 2-1.
Elijah Brown was a seventh place finisher in the WPIAL last year. 27 seconds to go in the first. Brown and Welsh out of bounds again. Braden Welsh, section and WPIAL champion last year, reached the semis of the state tournament before finishing fourth.
Nearside cradle here for Taggart, trying to get Teagarden. Teagarden does a nice job to break out of that and get himself back down. So 2-1, Taggart leads.
Escape for Noah Lehue of Beth Center takes a 1-0 lead in the second period against Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland. First period in the championship match, Welsh of Fort Cherry, Brown of Bell Vernon going to be scoreless.
Teagarden trying to sneak out. Hanging on, nice shot by Taggart to take that ankle and turn it back into the body. 30 seconds remain, second period. Taggart still leading 2-1.
Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry will start the second on the bottom, scoreless with Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon. Welsh right away to his feet. Brown picks him up, sets him back down. Welsh again stands. Brown going to bring him back down to the mat again. Early second period, Welsh up on his feet one more time, but not for long. Brown picks him up, sets him back down.
Inside of 10 seconds, Braden Taggart has ridden successfully for the entire second period. He will take his 2-1 lead into the third period against Reed Teagarden of McGuffey in our third place match at 172 pounds.
Here's a 2-on-1 tilt for Brown. And he should pick up near fall points here. Indeed, he got a 5-count, so Brown of Bell Vernon going to take a 3-0 lead on Fort Cherry's Braden Welsh. Late second period in the fifth place bout, still 1-0 for Noah Lehue of Beth Center.
Caution to Teagarden as he starts on top to begin the third period. Quickly Taggart up to his feet, turns into him, and breaks free. 3-1 now, Braden Taggart leads early in the third period.
60 pounds. Noah Lehue of Beth Center, 1-0 lead after two, got in on a double, but he ran out of room and time. So they'll go to the third now. Kenny of Southmoreland on the bottom, trailing 1-0.
Taggart catches Teagarden. Now Teagarden stuck on his back, and a fall for Braden Taggart in our third place match. It will come at 3:32. Braden Taggart, your winner of the third-place consolation match, fall at 3:32.
Still 3-0 in the championship match. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry up to his feet. Tries to switch on the way back down. Couldn't finish that. He'll try it again with 30 seconds to go in the second period. Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon still with a 3-0 lead. Those two work toward the edge of the mat late in the second period. Noah Lehue still riding and leading 1-0. 35 seconds into the third period against Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland. Welsh trying to turn in and sprawl back, but Brown locked on his right leg in the championship match. Brown trying to kick that leg free, but the period ends 3-0 for Elijah Brown after two.
Yeah, and a bit of an obvious statement, but boy, picking up those three near fall points really could be the difference here. It's such a closely contested match between these two wrestlers.
Brown will be on the bottom to start the third. Noah Lehue of Beth Center still riding and leading 1-0. Now a minute to go in the third period for fifth place at 172. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry riding early in the third, working on the left wrist, but down 3-0. Thirty seconds into the third period in that championship match. Brown broken flat to his stomach by Welsh.
Yeah, Welsh going to have to find a way, and yet there's a stalling that'll help.
That's the first one on Brown on the bottom. Lehue now on top, but in an awkward position in the fifth place bout. Kenny has reached in to grab a leg, and Lehue locking through the legs on his right hip. And only 17 seconds to go. Brown broken flat to his stomach by Welsh again. That's going to be stopped on a potentially dangerous. And 5 seconds to go in the fifth place bout. Lehue hanging on, trying to get through these last couple of seconds, and he will. It's going to be a 1-0 win for fifth place for Noah Lehue of Beth Center over Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland.
And Elijah Brown now being tended to in injury time. His match just 46 seconds remaining.
Elijah Brown still getting attention. Injury clock running. There are 46 seconds to go in the third period there. That two-on-one tilt for Elijah Brown, yeah. Three near fall points, the only points scored in that bout.
Yeah, and I would say that was, I mean, he certainly earned and deserved it, but He didn't clear that perpendicular line by very much, but was able to secure those points, and big difference there. So
Elijah Brown looks like he's just about ready to continue here.
Now it looks like there's the injury time has been turned off into blood time, and now it seems to be getting something maybe to close up something.
Cleanup time. And now Brown just about ready to go. So he leads 3-0, 46 seconds to go. He's on the bottom. He's been hit with one stalling call here in the third period. So Brown trying to push himself up to his feet here. Welsh pulls him back to the mat, turns him, and takes Brown back momentarily, belly down. And Welsh now will lace with the right leg. 30 seconds to go. It's on Welsh to try to make something happen here, but they're going to be tough to do. Brown just flattens out on his stomach, now back to his knees. 13 seconds to go.
Yep, and it looks like those three near fall points will be the only ones.
So Elijah Brown will take the section title at 172 pounds. It's a 3-0 win over Four Cherries' Braden Welsh. We'll have the 160-pound place winners and our 189-pound bouts when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back, 160-pound place winners. Your winner in 160, Ryan Salashi of Frazier, a 1-0 decision over Chase Fromelli of Jefferson Morgan. Fromelli finishes second. In your third place match, it is Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin, a win over Stephen Perdana of Mount Pleasant. And in your fifth place match, it was Eric Kovach of Burgettstown, a 4-1 victory over Landon Delera of Southmoreland.
189-pound action championship match, Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth against Jackson Angelo of Frazier. That one scoreless, just about 50 seconds in. Fifth place bout, 5 seconds to go in the first period. Looks like it's going to be scoreless. Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon fighting off a late shot from Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan. Again, that is scoreless after one.
Third place match at 189 pounds, Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry and Jacob Lehue of Best Center. No score after one period. Lehue will start in the down position up to his feet quickly, and he will get an escape point and a stalling warning on Salvini.
Vitaly Daniels took down Jackson Angelo of Frazier and then an escape for Angelo. So it's 2-1, and now Angelo trying to spin behind Daniels, and Daniels gets the left arm out to stop that just in time. Daniels a senior, 30 wins, 3 losses. Angelo a sophomore, 27-5. Vitaly Daniels, 2-time WPIAL runner-up, second and thirds in the region, fourth in the state last year. Angelo, I think we had a stalemate call there. Official looking at Daniel. Somebody's bleeding, and I think it's Angelo who they're going to stop the action for here with 12 seconds to go in the first. Still scoreless for fifth place between Bales of Jefferson Morgan and Hoffman of Bell Vernon. That one in the second period with a minute 17 to go. Bales riding.
Yeah, 45 seconds remain. Second period. In our third place match, Jacob Lehue of Best Center leading 1-0 over Salvini of Fort Cherry.
1 minute to go, second period in the fifth place bout. And out of bounds, Bales of Jeff Morgan riding Hoffman of Bell Vernon. And after the blood timeout, Angelo looks like he's just about ready to continue. They'll get him cleaned up a little bit before he and Daniels continue in the first period. There's a roll by Hoffman of Bell Vernon in the fifth place bout, and Bales just at the last second grabs an ankle, so still scoreless. Now Bales drives it on the leg, and Hoffman just kind of rolls through. Hoffman trying to spin behind and get a reversal. End of one in the championship match. Vitaly Daniels up 2-1. He'll start the second on the bottom. And Hoffman and Bales out of bounds. Still scoreless there. 27 seconds left in the second.
Love to see the big guys rolling around, flying around like that.
Vitaly Daniels turns in and grabs a leg of Angelo. Now grabs both legs. Angelo locks around the waist and pulls Daniels. They just roll through. And now Angelo going to get called for locked hands. Minute 39 to go, second period. Daniels close to getting the reversal. He does. That makes it 4-1, plus the locked hands penalty, going to make it 5-1. Now Daniels with a tilt, and he's going to take Angelo over to his back with just under a minute and a half to go. Three near fall points coming to Vitaly Daniels, so it will be 8-1 when those 3 points are awarded.
Yeah, all of a sudden, not a great decision from Angelo to roll through there on Daniels, and Daniels able to take advantage of that. Yeah, as you mentioned, 8-1. Third period in our third place match is now tied. Salvini gets himself up to his feet, 1-1, just over a minute remaining there. Salvini of Fort Cherry, Lakeview of Best Center.
Fifth place bout is scoreless going to the third period, and Austin Hoffman now gives up an escape. So Brock Bales with a 1-0 lead early in the third of the fifth place bout. Another blood timeout for Jackson Angelo of Frazier in the championship match.
50 seconds, both wrestlers on their feet, 1-1, Salvini and Lehue. Neither wrestling pushing it too far yet. Separate and they'll come back together. 40 seconds now.
Still tending to Frazier's Jackson Angelo in the championship match here at 189 with a blood timeout. Still 1-0 for Brock Bales of Jeff Morgan in the fifth place bout. Minute 20 seconds to go in the third period there. Now Angelo ready to continue. He and Daniels back to referee's position. Angelo trying to get to his feet. Daniels drops on the left leg. Daniels turns in, grabs both legs, and forces Angelo to turn back over to his stomach and start all over again with 35 seconds to go in the second.
We're going to have overtime in our third place bout between Anthony Salvini and Jacob Lehue. Salvini of Fort Cherry, Lehue of Best Center. We are tied at one, and we will head to overtime.
20 seconds to go, second period championship match. Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth still riding and leading 8-1. Angelo on his knees, head down, may have gotten a verbal warning there from the official to pick up the pace. The two go to the edge of the mat as they near the end of the second.
Shot in by Lehue, 35 seconds to go, brings up a single leg. Salvini trying to whizzer and get his leg back down to the mat, but Lehue has that leg up in the air. Goes to the head, Lehue down, and Lehue will have the two-point takedown. At 37 seconds of overtime, it is Jacob Lehue, a 3-1 win over Anthony Salvini in the third place match.
And Brock Bales got a takedown on Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon, so Bales with 20 seconds to go. They come back to referee's position. Bales is up 3-0, and a caution here against Hoffman. Start of the third period championship match, Angelo of Frazier, Daniels of Bentworth on their feet. Time about to run out in the fifth place bout. Looks like Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan is going to defeat Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon. Late roll and a good job by Bales to get back around behind, and now Hoffman stands up and turns in. He'll get one at the buzzer, but it's going to be a 3-1 win for Brock Bales of Jeff Morgan for fifth place at 189. And Vitaly Daniels with a takedown to now lead 10-1, a little over a minute to go in the third period in the championship match. Daniels tight waist with the left arm. Angelo tries to sit back into him. Now Angelo rolls and they go to the edge and out. 45 seconds left, still 10-1 for Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth. Mentioned that Daniels and Chris Vargo both headed to Edinburgh next year.
Quite a tandem that Edinburgh is getting in those two wrestlers.
Angelo tried to get up to his feet. Daniel spun him back to the mat. Down to 30 seconds left in the third period now. Tally Daniels looking to capture another section title here, and we're going to get a blood timeout here again. This might be injury time for Daniels this time. Angelo had a blood timeout earlier. Whatever it is, Daniels up on his feet.
Why wouldn't we? Looks like they're assessing the injury time to Frey, or to Angelo, excuse me.
Neither wrestler, again, really getting attended to, but maybe more so for Daniels.
Yeah.
They are cleaning a little blood off the mat. This appears to be more cleaning up the mat than anything. So perhaps it was another blood timeout for Angelo. But now both are ready to continue with just 18 seconds to go in the third period. Off the whistle, Angelo tried to switch, now stands up. He's going to work the head on Daniels here and now try to go to kind of a cement mixer. He just rolls onto his own back, desperation move there. Daniels now going to get near fall points, 5 seconds to go. And Daniels just going to let time run out. He'll get three near fall points at the buzzer. It's going to be a 13-1 win for Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth at 189. We'll get our 215-pound bouts and our place winners at 172 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Didn't take Rune Lawrence long. He took down Colin White of West Green, walked out front, put White on his back, and a 25-second fall for Rune Lawrence of Fraser to take the championship at 215 pounds.
Looking at our 172-pound winners, your winner at 172, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon, a 3-0 decision over Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. Welsh, your second-place finisher. In third place, Braden Taggart of Bentworth, a fall at 332 over Reed Teagarden of McGuffey. McGuffey's Teagarden will finish in fourth. And your fifth-place winner was Noah Lehue of Beth Center, a 1-0 win over Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland. Kenny, your sixth-place finisher at 172 pounds.
215-pound fifth-place bout, scoreless after one. Caden Shannon of Southmoreland, Malachi Peak of Beth Center. And Peak will be on the bottom to start the second period.
And our third-place match features James Standish of Albert Gallatin and Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan. No score after one period there as well. McEnany will start on the bottom. Quickly, McEnany is up. And does get the escape, so it'll be 1-0 McEnany.
Second period for Malachi Peak of Beth Center, up on his feet, kind of stuck halfway through a switch on the way back down, and I think we have had a stalemate called there. Still scoreless, minute 23 to go in the second.
McEnany leading 1-0, 30 seconds through the second period against Standish of Albert Gallatin.
Peek up on his feet in the fifth place bout, trying to peel off around the waist, and he is now free for one, so Peek takes a 1-0 lead, a minute 13 to go, second period. Rune Lawrence winning the championship with a fall in just 25 seconds over Colin White. here at 215 pounds.
Lawrence improved on his time of falls through each one, 45 seconds to 39 seconds to 25 seconds. So a healthy period worth of wrestling.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that he'll improve on that in his first bout next week as well.
It would not shock me. Let's just say that.
Peak trying to spin behind in the fifth place bout. He does. He leads Shannon of Southmoreland now 3-0, 40 seconds to go in the second period. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington. Those of you listening online at WJPA.com or greensports.net.
McEnany of Jefferson Morgan still leading 1-0, just under 30 seconds remaining second period. He and Standish continuing to fight on their feet. McEnany a half shot there, but chooses otherwise and will continue to hand fight up top as we approach 10 seconds remaining in the second period. In on a shot is McEnany up with that single towards the boundary. Doesn't look like he's going to quite get that point as we under 5 seconds. Standish holding on. We'll go to the end of the period. 1-0 out of McEnany's lead will remain for Jefferson Morgan heading into the third.
Caden Shannon of Southmoreland nearly snuck out the back door on Peak. Peak just kind of turned in and tied up the head and right on the edge of the mat and was able to avoid giving up a reversal when it looked like it was all going to be 2 points for Shannon. And now they come to the end of the second period. Still 3-0 for Peak of Beth Center. Shannon will start the third on the bottom.
Standish starting on the bottom to begin the third period. Tries to get up to his feet, turns into McEnany, but a nice job by McEnany to bring him back down to the mat 20 seconds into the third period. Now Standish flat on his stomach trying to work up. Still time to go, just trailing by one, does Standish.
20 seconds into the third period. Fifth place bout. Peak of Beth Center still riding and leading 3-0. Snowplow on the left side for Peak. Controls that left wrist. Now Shannon able to, could not get that left wrist free. Shannon looked like he might be able to get up to his feet, but just didn't quite manage that.
Minute remaining, third period. McEnany still riding, still holding on to a 1-0 lean. James Standish of Albert Gallatin tries to roll through unsuccessfully. Back down to his stomach he goes. And McEnany, I think, happy to hang tight here, tight waist there with the right arm. Under 45 seconds, trying to hold on to third place is McEnany of Jefferson Morgan.
Shannon does escape here in the third period. Now 48 seconds to go. He and Peak on their feet. Peak of Beth Center leads 3-1. So Shannon can tie it with a takedown here. He's got 35 seconds to try to get it. Shoots to the right leg, not able to get in deep.
Standish hit with a stalling warning. Even better news for McEnany is now we're under 15 seconds. Almost has him perpendicular to the mat, but I'm not sure that it's going to matter. Adam McEnany, and now he'll get hit with a stalling warning with 3 seconds left.
Shannon shot to the right leg, but he just couldn't quite. He was in deep, but lost it, and they're out of bounds. 7 seconds to go, still 3-1 for Peak of Beth Center.
They ran the rest of the time off of McEnany's watch. Here, we'll let this last 7 seconds play out.
Yeah, back to the fifth place bout. Late shot by Shannon of Southmoreland. Peak stops him with a front headlock, and Malachi Peak of Beth Center is going to take fifth place with a 3-1 win.
6 seconds remaining. McEnany trying to hold on. Tries for a roll to Standish. Unsuccessful. Time will run out. Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, a 1-0 victory in the third place match of the 215-pound consolation finals.
285-pound bouts and 189-pound place winners coming up when we come back to the AA Southern Section Wrestling Tournament on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with signups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
189-pound place winners here in AA Southern Section. Your winner at 189 pounds, Vitaly Daniels, a 13-1 winner over Jackson Angelo of Frazier. Angelo will be your second place finisher. Your third place bout, it was Jacob Lehue, a 3-1 overtime victory over Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry. Lehue, your third place finisher, Salvini in fourth. And your fifth place match, it was Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan, a 3-1 victory over Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon. Bales fifth, Hoffman sixth at 189.
285 pounds underway. Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, Joey Baronic of Burgettstown for the championship. Scoreless just about halfway through the first period. Scoreless after one for fifth place, Jake Govern for Southmoreland, Perry Riggle for Bell Vernon. Looks like Riggle will be on the bottom for the second.
And our third place match, Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan and Joe Wilson of Wash High. No score after one period of wrestling.
Riggle up and out for an escape in the fifth place bout to take a 1-0 lead. That's to start the second. Still 40 seconds to go in the championship match first period. Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, Baronic of Burgettstown scoreless. Those two break out of a tie-up. Pitzer second in the section, fourth in the WPIAL and region. One win short of a state medal last year. Joey Baronic, two-time state qualifier, was sixth in the state last year. WPIAL champion in 22, runner-up last year. Fifth in the region.
Wilson a near shot and miss there, but Sisler seemed to be limping after the end of the first period after a missed shot there by Wilson. Sisler once again grabbing at the inner thigh, seems to be injured, so we'll see how that plays out.
Scoreless after one, Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, Baronic of Burgettstown for the championship. Still 1-0 for Riggle of Bell Vernon in the fifth place bout. They're neutral and down to 40 seconds to go in the second. That's over Govern of Southmoreland. Baronic will start the second period on the bottom in the championship match. Baronic trying to push himself up to his feet. Not able to do that. Riggle and Govern out of bounds. They're still neutral.
And it looks like our third-place match will finish. Joe Wilson of Washington will win by injury default. Mason Sisler will bow out due to injury. So Wilson, your third-place finisher.
That's 1 minute and 37 seconds time of the default.
Please be making your way to the awards area. 2:15.
Baronic still scoreless and on the bottom with Pitzer of Mount Pleasant. 1:20 to go second period. End of two for the fifth place bout. 1-0 for Riggle of Bell Vernon. Govern will start the third on the bottom. Pitzer trying to cross face his way into a cradle against Baronic. Still over a minute remaining. Baronic, though, going to flatten out on his stomach. Now gets back up to his knees. Chop of the arm by Pitzer. And we've just had an escape for Jake Govern of Southmoreland. So he and Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon, 1-1 in neutral, minute 47 to go in the third.
Yeah, still scoreless over between Pitzer and Baronic, as you mentioned. And Pitzer seems to be riding. Baronic a sit out there, nothing doing though.
Pitzer trying to pull the right arm across the chest. Had Baronic briefly at 90 degrees. 20 seconds to go in the second.
Riggle there looked for a headlock in our fifth place match. Unable to connect through. Govern slips out of it. Still 1-1. 75 seconds remain in that one.
Baronic and Pitzer coming back into the center with 16 seconds to go in the second. Still no score there. Baronic wants to try to score here late. He sits, he turns. Pitzer follows him around. Then Pitzer breaks Baronic down. 10 seconds to go. Baronic trying to roll into a Peterson here, it appears, but not able to do that. Good job by Pitzer to get back around behind, and that one going to be scoreless going to the third period.
Yeah, good effort from both wrestlers. Defensively, Baronic a couple times there was right on the edge, fought back. Pitzer, on the other hand, pushing the envelope and almost caught Baronic. Should be a fun third period here with Pitzer starting on the bottom.
Fifth place bout, still 1-1. Riggle gets behind Govern, but still on their feet. And Riggle will trip him to the mat with 36 seconds to go and take a 3-1 lead. Pitzer on the bottom as they start the third.
Out of bounds go Riggle and Govern. 25 seconds remaining there. As you mentioned, the takedown there from Riggle gives him a 3-1 lead. So Govern going to have to move quick here. Just 25 seconds to go.
Dylan Pitzer trying to get up to his feet against Baronic, but Baronic forces him back down to the mat. Still a minute and a half remaining in the third period. Pitzer does stand, and Baronic just going to let him go. So 1-0 Pitzer.
Yeah, probably the right decision. We've seen Baronic's aggressive nature standing up. And you're right, needing some points, and so gives Pitzer the point.
And a stalling call here against Baronic as they go out of bounds. That's the first one against him. 3-1 win for Perry Riggle of Belle Vernon for fifth place.
Please be at the podium.
So down to our final bout. Little over a minute to go, 1-0. Dylan Pitzer, Mount Pleasant, leading Joey Baronic of Burgettstown. We'll get you the place winners of the last two weight classes. Go back and recap all of the medal bouts here. There's a second stalling call against Baronic as Pitzer pushed him out of bounds. So that should be a penalty point for Pitzer. The officials confirming that, and they want to get it up on the scoreboard before they restart here.
Yep.
And that is indeed the case. So Baronic now needs a takedown to tie. 48 seconds to go. Underhooks for Baronic. Tries to reach for the right leg. Couldn't get deep on it, and they go out of bounds. 39 yeah. seconds to go.
I love the new stalling rule, and I love that so many of these wrestlers today who have leads have been forced to be aggressive offensively.
Baronic comes right after Pitzer with an underhook, drives him to the edge, and drives him out. 34 seconds to go.
Burgettstown crowd looking for the stalling call against Pitzer now with Baronic pushing the pace.
32 seconds left. Baronic comes in to tie up. Underhook for Baronic. Pitzer works around the head. 20 seconds to go. Baronic pushes into Pitzer, tries to trip him, but Pitzer stays up on his feet, and they're out. There's a stalling call on Pitzer. First one against him comes with just 12 seconds to go.
Yeah, might be too little too late. Baronic, though, can do a lot, still 10 seconds.
Yeah, you'd really have to. And here's Pitzer shooting on the right leg, or left leg, I should say, picks it up, spins Baronic to the mat, gets the takedown, and it's going to be a 4-0 win for Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant over Joey Baronic for the championship at 285 pounds. And we'll get you the place winners at 215 and 285. And again, we'll recap all the bouts for you. But we'll step aside back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Bergenstown. We'll recap for you the 215 and 285-pound place winners. And as Mark said, we'll go through the whole recap of today's action here following that. At 215 pounds, your champion, Rune Lawrence of Fraser, a fall at 25 seconds. He wins again over Colin White of West Green. White, the second-place finisher. Your third-place match at 215 pounds, Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, a 1-0 win over James Standish of Albert Gallatin. Again, that was a third-place match. And in our fifth-place match, Malachi Peak, a 3-1 win over Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. Peak, your fifth-place finisher. Shannon, your sixth-place finisher. And rolling over into 285, Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, your winner today, a 4-0 win over Joseph Baronic of Bergetstown. Baronic will finish second place here in the section. Your third-place match, Joe Wilson of Wash High, wins in an injury default at 137 over Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan. And in fifth place, Perry Riggle of Bel Vernon, a 3-1 win over Jake Govern of Southmoreland. Riggle fifth, Govern sixth in 285.
And again, we'll recap all of the medal bouts for you. We'll also run down the team. Now, they did not keep team points here, but we'll be able to give you some numbers there in terms of schools, how many champions they've had, and also how many wrestlers they are advancing to next week's WPIAL tournament. We'll do all of that when we wrap things up from Bergetstown. We're back to the AA Southern Wrestling Sectional Tournament on WJPA, the WJPA Sports Network, and greensports.net.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-2330.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Back here at Bergetstown, we are going to recap the medal bouts. Again, we'll also take a look at some of the school numbers as well. Let's recap the medal bouts first at 107 pounds. Champion Tucker Main of McGuffey, he was an 8-5 winner over Bergetstown's Darius Simmons. For third place, it was Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry, a 3-0 win over Julius Poole of Albert Gallatin. And for fifth place, Nick Stabile of Mount Pleasant, pinning Jeffrey Douglas of Beth Center in 47 seconds.
At 114 pounds, Drake McClure of Bentworth, a 1-0 win over Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston. Our third place bout was Noah Collins, a win over Lane Ely of McGuffey, a fall at 241. And our fifth place match was Alex Medlin of Best Center, a 5-2 win over Noah Leninger of Burgettstown.
At 121 pounds, your champion Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, a 1-0 winner over Beth Center's Mason Wright. Third place to Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry, a fall in 2 minutes and 5 seconds over Danny Smith of Burgettstown. And for fifth place, James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, 7-0 over Rocco Zugai of Yawk.
At 127 pounds, your champion Chris Vargo of Bentworth, a 5-1 win over Lucas Barr of McGuffey. Our third place match saw Dylan Slovic have a 5-3 win over Tristan Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant. And our fifth place match was Nate Harrison of Fort Cherry, a win, a fall at 236 over Chase Selassie of Fraser.
At 133 pounds, the champion, Parker Santapaul of Burgettstown, a 9-2 win over Tyler Clark of Fraser. Third place, I believe that was Seth Burns. I'm going to have to double check.
It was.
I wrote the score down, but not the winning name.
It was. It was Burns who won that one.
Okay, that was a 3-2 tiebreaker, ultimate tiebreaker win, Seth Burns over Caleb Patton of Washington after a 1-1 regulation tie. And fifth place at 133 pounds to Garrett Newman of McGuffey, a fall in 1 minute and 50 seconds over Austin Maruk of Chartiers, Houston.
At 139 pounds, your champion Gavin Sweka of Burgettstown. He was a default winner over Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. Our third place match saw Giovanni Waitman, a 14-7 win over Joseph Longhigh of Mount Pleasant. And our fifth place winner was Victor Bonus of McGuffey, a fall at 150 over Caleb Kissow of Southmoreland.
145 pounds, the champion Jameson Poklembo of Mount Pleasant, 5-4 over Owen Ivsick of Bentworth. Third place to Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon, fall in 2 minutes and 45 seconds over Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. That was third place for Doppelhauer. Fifth place for Chaz Rush of Fort Cherry, 7-6 over Levi Yater of West Green.
At 152 pounds, your champion Rudy Brown of Burgettstown, a 3-2 win over Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward. Our third place match saw Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant win 11-4 over Sean Hollis of Southmoreland. And our fifth place match was Grant Hathaway, a fall at 50 seconds over Logan Rainier of McGuffey.
160 pounds, the champion Ryan Selassie of Fraser, a 1-0 win over Jefferson Morgan's Chase Fromelli. Third place to Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin, 12-2 over Stephen Predina of Mount Pleasant. And fifth place to Eric Kovach of Burgettstown, 4-1 over Landon Delera of Southmoreland.
At 172 pounds, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon, your champion, a 3-0 win over Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. Your third place winner, Braden Taggart of Bentworth, a fall at 332 over Reed Teagarden of McGuffey. And your fifth place winner, Noah Lehu, a winner over Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland, 1-0.
At 189 pounds, Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth, the champion, 13-1 over Jackson Angelo of Fraser. Third place to Jacob Lehu of Beth Center. 3-1 overtime win over Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry was 1-1 at the end of regulation. Lehu with the takedown at 37 seconds of overtime for third place. And for fifth, Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan, 3-1 over Bell Vernon's Austin Hoffman.
215 pounds saw Rune Lawrence defend his championship, a fall at 25 seconds over Colin White of West Green, who will finish in second. Our third place winner was Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, a 1-0 win over James Standish of Albert Gallatin. And in fifth place was Malachi Peak of Best Center, a 3-1 win over Caden Shannon of Southmoreland.
And at 285 pounds, the champion Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, 4-0 over Burgettstown's Joey Baronic. Third place goes to Joe Wilson of Washington by injury default over Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan. Time of the injury default, 1 minute and 37 seconds. And the fifth place bout, Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon, the winner 3-1 over Jake Govern of Southmoreland. Bentworth and Burgettstown, both with two champions here today. Fraser had two champions also for McGuffey and Mount Pleasant. And I'm going to run them down alphabetically here in terms of number of wrestlers that are advancing next week. Albert Gallatin will send three wrestlers to the WPIAL tournament at Chartiers Valley next Friday and Saturday. Bell Vernon will send 5 wrestlers next week. Bentworth also sending 5. Beth Center will send 6 wrestlers. Burgettstown, let me count that up again. I 5, 6, 8, 10 wrestlers for Burgettstown advancing to next week. 2 for Chartiers Houston. Elizabeth Forward has 2 wrestlers advancing. Fort Cherry with 6 wrestlers advancing. Frazier will send 5. Jefferson Morgan will send 6. McGuffey with a large contingent, 8 wrestlers going for the Highlanders. Mount Pleasant will send 7. 6 for Southmoreland. Washington going to send 2. West Green will send 4. And Yawk will send 1. Just a note about Southmoreland. I said they're going to send 6. 5 of those 6 wrestlers finished in 6th place. So, again, that AA tournament at Chartiers Valley next week, Friday and Saturday, WPIAL action. And just very quickly, I can probably give you a start time there. Friday, it's 4:50 airtime from Chartiers Valley with preliminaries, and we'll have that action here on 1450 AM. Saturday action starts at 9:50 in the morning. And consolation and championship final set for 3:20 airtime, 3:30 start. That's all the AA action next week from Chartiers Valley. A note, high school basketball action. We've got 2 games on Monday on 95.3 FM. It'll be 5A boys, Kiski at Peters Township. On 1450 AM, it'll be Elwood City at Washington. 3A boys, both those air times at 6:45 with tip-off at 7. Tuesday, 2 more basketball playoff games for you. Burgettstown boys at Bishop Canavan and Trinity girls at home against Woodland Hills. Burgettstown on FM, Trinity on AM. Again, both of those also with airtime of 6:45 here on WJPA. So I want to thank some people here before we sign off. Bill Sutton running the tournament, and Billy Sims, the WPIAL representative. Thanks to those guys for their help in getting set up. Absolutely. And just helping us get through the action here today. We certainly appreciate it. Also, thanks to Jacob Knisner, producing in our Washington studio, and also Jason Tennant for handling our production duties here on site. And that'll do it for our Southern Section AA coverage. Glad you've been with us, and we thank our sponsors. We hope you do as well. If you get an opportunity, let them know you appreciate their coverage of high school wrestling. They include Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Saris Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. And Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an Advanced Surgical Hospital. Thanks for being with us. We've got more wrestling and basketball coverage next week. Again, to keep an eye on everything we've got coming your way, just check out our sports page at WJPA.com. All our upcoming events listed down the right side of that sports page. Thanks for being with us. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.